Chapter 18. A Job Agency. Words. Agree. All round. Also. Arm. As. Cable. Carefully. Listen carefully. Confused. Consult. Consultant. Current. Deadly. Electric. Experience. 15. Floor. Gray-headed. Half. Helper. Individually. Know each other. Let. Manual work. Mattress. Mental work. Number. Per hour. Position. Publishing. Recommend. Running. Seriously. Shake. 60. Story. Strong. Strongly. Sure. The same. At the same time. Town. Was. Worry. Do not worry. A job agency. One day, Paul goes to Robert's room and sees that his friend is lying on the bed shaking. Paul sees some electrical cables running from Robert to the electric kettle. Paul believes that Robert is under a deadly electric current. He quickly goes to the bed, takes the mattress, and pulls it strongly. Robert falls to the floor. Then he stands up and looks at Paul in surprise. "What was it?" Robert asks. "You were on electrical current," Paul says. "No, I was listening to the music," Robert says, and shows his CD player. "Oh, I am sorry," Paul says. He is confused. "It's okay. Do not worry," Robert answers quietly, cleaning his trousers. "David and I go to a job agency. Do you want to go with us?" Paul asks. "Sure. Let's go together," Robert says. They go outside and take the bus number 7. It takes them about 15 minutes to go to the job agency. David is already there. They come into the building. There is a long queue to the office of the job agency. They stand in the queue. In half an hour, they come into the office. There is a table and some bookcases in the room. A gray-headed man is sitting at the table. He is about 60 years old. "Come in, guys," he says friendly. "Take seats, please." David, Robert, and Paul sit down. My name is George Estimator. I am a job consultant. Usually, I speak with visitors individually, but as you are all students and know each other, I can consult you all together. Do you agree? Yes, sir, David says. We have 3 or 4 hours of free time every day. We need to find jobs for that time, sir. Well, I have some jobs for students. And you take off your player, Mr. Estimator says to Robert. I can listen to you and to music at the same time, Robert says. If you seriously want to get a job, take the player off and listen carefully to what I say, Mr. Estimator says. Now, guys, say what kind of job do you need? Do you need mental or manual work? I can do any work, Paul says. I am strong. Want to arm? He says, and puts his arm on Mr. Estimator's table. It is not a sport club here, but if you want, Mr. Estimator says. He puts his arm on the table and quickly pushes down Paul's arm. As you see, son, you must be not only strong, but also smart. I can work mentally too, sir, Paul says again. He wants to get a job very much. I can write stories. I have some stories about my native town. This is very interesting, Mr. Estimator says. He takes a sheet of paper. The publishing house, All Round, needs a young helper for a writing position. They pay $9 per hour. Cool, Paul says. Can I try? Sure. Here are their telephone number and their address, Mr. Estimator says, and gives a sheet of paper to Paul. And you guys can choose a job on a farm, in a computer firm, on a newspaper, or in a supermarket. As you do not have any experience, I recommend you begin to work in a farm. They need 2 workers, Mr. Estimator says to David and Robert. How much do they pay? David asks. Let me see. Mr. Estimator looks into the computer. They need workers for 3 or 4 hours a day, and they pay $7 per hour. Saturdays and Sundays are days off. Do you agree? He asks. I agree, David says. I agree too, Robert says. Well, take the telephone number and the address of the farm, Mr. Estimator says, and gives a sheet of paper to them. Thank you, sir, the boys say, and go outside.